Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY, activating the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible PL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like other information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I haven't had any particular topics for tonight's net. Nothing's been suggested or that I've seen anywhere, and I haven't really had much time to come up with one. Anybody out there have a topic that they would like to hear discussed tonight, please call now. Okay, not hearing any topic discussions, we'll go with current band conditions. I heard word that the sun was starting to wake up and the solar index was up, so I guess we'll just go over what your latest successes have been in different bands and where you found the best performance, what kind of contacts you've been making lately. We'll start this off with announcements. Club-related, I've got the monthly club meeting will be held May 12th at 7:15. I do believe that's over at the... I can't think of the name of the building. At the PATH Foundation, and I do believe we have an online version as well, so do be sure to come and hang out with the Farah group online or over at the PATH Foundation building there in Warrenton. On the docket, I also show a VE test session, so if you need to upgrade your license or would like to get a license, there will be a testing session May 21st. I don't have any details as to where that is, but I'm sure K4TER at ARRL.org can answer that. And if anybody wants to upgrade or take the test, that would be the time and place to do it for this month. I also have the informal club breakfast May 28th. I guess we've been meeting at the Wegmans there in Haymarket area, or I'm sorry, Gainesville Wegmans. Missed yesterday's, but I'm looking to try to make it to this next one. So if anybody would like to come out for that, that would be awesome. In the way of contests or upcoming contests, currently it looks like there's a Russian multi-mode contest going on, the Florida CUSO party's going on, A AGCW QRP parties going on right now. I don't see a whole lot through the week of any great interest, except maybe the UHF-VHF FT8 activity contest on May 4th. That could be interesting for anybody with just a tech license that wants to try out a different mode of FT8. That would be able to get you up there if you don't have your general or extra, that you'll be able to try out some FT8 on some of the UHF-VHF with other people in the area. Coming up this weekend, I've got the 1010 International Spring Contest for CW. Let's see, the others of interest are 7th Area CUSO Party, and it looks like next week they'll be, this upcoming weekend, May 7th, they'll also have the Indiana CUSO Party, the Delaware CUSO Party, and a New England CUSO Party. So lots of states, especially if anybody's been trying to make Delaware contacts like I have, that would be a place, the time to find your Delaware hams on the air. Okay, at this time, let's go through a round of check-ins, and then we'll go over band conditions. What's been your best performing band? Anybody that would like to check in or join us, please call now.
K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
W4, RKU.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
KG4VA.
K4GG.
KN4SPL, in and out.
KO4YCF.
KO4PN, in and out.
KJ7ATV, no comment.
Okay, we'll hold up there just for a second and go through the list. I got K1HTV, KO4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray was in and out. Thank you very much for joining us. W4RKU, Kevin, congratulations on the new call sign. Good to see there's a KU still in there, so I was able to remember it. Let's see, NB3A, K3FR, AG4VA, AK4GG was in and out. Thank you for joining us for tonight. KN4SPL was also in and out. And I had these ones, I'm a little fuzzy. I had KO4YTO. If that's not correct, please come back to me real quick and let's make sure we get your call sign right.
It's going to be Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Charlie Oscar.
Yankee Charlie Oscar. Okay, appreciate the correction. Got you in there. Thank you. I had a KO4GN that kind of cut off, or a KO4G that cut off at the end of it. I guess you were doubling with somebody, so I missed the last part of it. If you could come back and let me know KO4, then starts with a G.
KO4ZHY, in and out.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had that completely off. Sorry about that. KO4 Zulu Hotel Yankee. Got that corrected for you. Appreciate, you were in and out. Thank you for joining us tonight. KJ7 APV, Becca, good to hear from you. Got you in and out. And there was a couple doubles and unintelligibles in there. So if I have not called your call sign yet, go ahead and give it another shot.
There's Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
WB7RAV.
N1BAT, no comment.
KY4OP, no comment.
4BOX, in and out.
That's it, B.
Real quick, added to that, I lost track of where I left off. KO4VNZ, got you in there, in and out. WB7RAV, N1BAT, in and out. Thank you guys for joining us. KY4OP, Oscar Papa, and I believe KN, I can't remember if it's KO4BOX or KN4BOX. Get me corrected here.
Hey, Sippy, it's K4BOX.
Roger that. Appreciate it. K4BOX. Got you in there. Okay. Anybody else or any corrections, please call now.
N7IVB, no comment.
4TEK, no comment.
Okay. N7IVB and KO4TEK, in and out. Thank you guys for coming in and let me know. Okay, let's go ahead and kick this off. If I did not get to you or did not get your call sign in, we'll have another round of check-ins here in a little bit, but we'll get started on the list so far. K1HTV, how have you been? How are your bands performing and what you been up to?
Pacific KS1PPY in the net from K1HTV. Let's see what I've been up to. Other than gardening outside Saturday, or I should say Friday, Saturday, started early in the morning, got about 4 o'clock, working a bunch of BKs and ZLs. The K index had gone up to 5 around midnight, and conditions weren't too great early Saturday morning. But by 5 o'clock, things started to peak up a little bit to Australia, New Zealand. I actually heard Fiji on 17 meters at 4 in the morning. But by 5, I was working BKs and ZLs on 20. So if you're ever up at the wee hours of the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, don't be surprised to see 20 meters open into the Pacific. Then it opened up into Asia. And on Saturday morning before that, I went out to the breakfast between 7 and 7:45. 35, worked 15 Asian stations, mostly JAs, a couple of YBs in Indonesia, station in the Philippines, one in China. Just very good Asian. It's just like somebody flipped the switch and conditions got really good on Saturday morning. Went to the breakfast, finished with that, went over to Andes, and we went over to Harbor Freight, picked up a chipper, came home, got that assembled and working, and then did some more DXing in the afternoon. Saturday was quite good, again, to Asia, the JAs and JAs and YBs, which is Indonesia, China. It's quite good conditions, despite the dropping solar flux. It was 160 a week and a half ago. It's been dropping slowly. Today it's down to 109, lowest I've seen it in many weeks, but the conditions are still good. Ten was open to South America after church. Got on a lot of South Americans on 10. Went to 15. Worked a bunch of Europeans and some Chinese and Thailand station. So the conditions are still good, even with the solar flux down at 109. So enjoying the bands. Other than that, things are moving pretty slowly here. Things are nothing spectacular to report. The antennas seem to be working well, and the tower is turning well. Andy's going to be coming down the K1RA sometime this week. Add some Teflon pieces around the rings of the tower. Occasionally they will bind the tower rings, so they had an idea of using some flat Teflon in a couple places to prevent that rubbing of against one of the there's a like a weld that seems to want to hit and stop the tower from rotating. So anyway, that's about all from here. Thanks for doing the net, Zippy. Good to hear you on the air again. KS1PPY, K1HTV.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's good to be back on the air, sort of. Every time I say that I'm going to have more time for it, I wind up with another project or another thing taking up time. So I hope to be back on air this next week at the very least. I'm going to do the Wednesday net, and I'm on work from home, so maybe I'll get some time to actually play radio while I while I work. And yeah, Roger, on the gardening, my time is also taken up with trying to construct my wife a bunch of raised beds in the back for veggies and whatnot. So now's the time for planting if anybody's doing the gardening as another project. W4RKU, Kevin, congrats on the new call sign. What you been up to? Go ahead.
KS1TPY, W4RKU, good evening. Zippy, thanks for doing the net tonight. Most of the time this weekend now has been kind of dedicated to changing over to the new call sign. There are so many things that need to get changed. I knew what I was getting into. I did play around with the, I was going to try the UK-Ireland party yesterday, as well as the Florida CUSO party, but when I was on in the afternoon, the only band that was working for me was 20. I'm 15. I couldn't hear. I mean, and even 20 was not great. I mean, people I normally hear, because there seemed to be a lot of CW Ops guys on, real loud. I couldn't copy them. So it was really bad at that time frame. And I didn't hear any, I saw the spots for them, but they didn't even blip up on the Spectrum display. So other than that, it's been finding all the nooks and crannies my old call sign is at, and I'm sure I'll run into many more along the way. But that's about it for tonight. W4RKU, KS1PPY, back to that.
Yeah, Roger, you'll have to make a list of all the places to look for call sign changes if you ever change it. That way people know where to go and think about and look. You probably know places that nobody's thought of yet. But just trying to get your mouth used to saying the new call sign, I can tell is going to be interesting. You should be used to it in a couple weeks, I think. It's good to hear from you. Let's see, NB3A, Justin, go ahead.
Good evening, City and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. I guess, first off, congrats to Kevin on the new call. Also, congrats to Nick. I don't know if he ever gave a shout-out, but he got a new call, KY4OP. I didn't realize it until I got him in a park a week and a half or so ago. So, generally speaking, I've been trying to get on, like, 10-meter phone every day after work. And I was off on Friday, so I had some time there before a camping trip to get on. And started to hear some ZS, like South Africa, and of course the VK. I couldn't work either of them, but I could hear them pretty good and on phone. But I did work down into like South, way into South America, a handful of times last week, so that was pretty cool. I like 10 meters, it's probably my favorite band. Otherwise, been, yeah, went camping over the weekend, dropped for a second. Got a chance to get one summit in, which was also a twofer park. But thankfully, I was able to make enough contacts to get both of the put activations. Been doing a lot of parks on the air, hunting and activating recently. Not a lot, because I'm not retired, so I can't go out every day like some of these guys, but at least like once a week or so. Trying to get more into the summits thing. Again, we've done a few last year and then had a bad tick experience. So hadn't really been out in a few months, but we've done a couple in the last couple weeks. So that's been good. Good to work Alan AG4VA and Matt W4GO summit to summit from where we were at Humpback Mountain. And Alan was on Elliott Knob there west of Staunton. And Matt was way down there on like Apple Orchard Mountain somewhere. Heard him working in North Carolina, so that was pretty cool. Couldn't hear the other guy. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to Matt. KS1BPY from NB3A.
And this is KS1BPY with the Sunday Night Technical Services Net. I was trying to get on there to see if I could catch you guys on the summits, but I just never seemed to be out mobile moving when I heard you. But I heard a lot of people were talking about catching you on there, and I'm glad you were able to get up and get out there. With the weather warming up, hopefully there'll be a lot more summits and parks on the air coming up in the next little bit for everybody to make contacts with. But good on you. Let's see, K3FR. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, good evening, everyone. This is
K3FR, KS1PPY for the Paranet. We seem to have lost you somewhere in there. Give it one more shot, and hopefully you didn't lose power or blow out a radio while we're in the middle of the beginning. Uh-oh. Looks like we lost Ron somewhere in there. We'll skip down and come back to him, and hopefully we'll have everything corrected. let's go down to AG4VA. Go ahead and give us your update, and then we'll go back to K3FR.
Well, good evening, Sippy. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA, Alan in Ivy, Virginia. Congratulations to Kevin on the new call and the other gentleman who got a new call. That's always fun making those changes. Well, here in Virginia, probably afternoon Thursday through this evening, there have been, I don't have a accurate count, so this is a rough guess, but there have been more than 70 individual Summit on the Air activations. There's a group that comes to Virginia every spring from the Carolinas. They camp down near the Peaks of Otter, and they go out and activate a bunch of summits, which they've been doing the last couple of days. And, of course, there are people who participate from other states as well. So it's fun to get out and work the summits. Good to work you, Justin. And Matt down on Apple Orchard with his daughter. His daughter, who turned 9 years old, decided that she wanted to go out and do a summit for her birthday with her dad. So it's good to hear more and more of the youngsters out on the summits. KG4EIF was in the Shenandoah National Park with three of his four kids. They're aged 9 through 4. And they each took a turn on the microphone, calling CQ and working stations, and got to talk to the four-year-old. He was the youngest one participating with summits over the weekend, so it was fun to get a chance to chat with him. And as Justin said, I was over on Elliott out to the west of Stanton. There's a fire tower up on that summit that is open, and I could put my antenna up on the railing while it was raining and use the fire tower, the roof of the fire tower, so I could stay dry and work people while it looked like the storm would pass while I was up on summit. So that's why I chose that summit, and it's nice to stay dry while it was raining a little bit, but it didn't look like it was going to settle in, so it worked out pretty good. And I got permission to drive part of the way up to Elliott on the road, but it's not a huge advantage because where I had to park, because front-wheel drive won't make it up the road. It's too steep and it's rocky. You're just driving on ball bearings. So I still had to hike a couple miles, 2,000-foot elevation gain. But it was a fun day. I worked 32 stations, 12 summit-to-summits, and I think the folks will be back to do it again next year. Back to you, Sippy, HG4VA.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I love hearing about kids on the air. That I got my granddaughter finally to say something across the mic. She was tickled pink, so maybe we'll have to get her in there more. Good deal on the mountainside and not tearing up a vehicle with front-wheel drive on the trail. Sounds like an adventure. Let's go back real quick. K3FR, Ron, did you get things repaired?
KS1PPY, K3FR. Well, I got things back on frequency here, let's put it that way. New rig, the mic buttons are still hot. I've got to deprogram those so they're not working. And that caused the shift in channels. So, oh well. We'll learn things. As I was saying, been reading a lot of manuals, trying to get my head wrapped around a couple of operations here for ham radio, and about ready to start implementing to bring to fruition one of my plans. As I was reading yesterday, I heard a couple of extra stations on 6 meters, and yeah, lo and behold, we did have a little bit of e-skip around 11 o'clock in the morning, between 11 and about quarter of 12 or something like that, a little bit of e-skip down into the Florida and southern Florida area. about a half a dozen stations coming through in and out, and a few of them being worked, but not an awful lot. We seem to be in the middle of the e-skip areas. Everything wants to skip around us or over us this year. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Good to hear. It wasn't too bad of a problem, and just we'll call it an operator headspace. I never like to hear somebody come on and then suddenly disappear and hope that the worst. I always assume the worst. Good. It was just a connection thing. And Roger on the e-skip. I love when I'm able to hear it when you come on and let us know that there's a skip going on, because I like to catch up on it. Thank you for doing that, and yeah, good luck in those efforts. Let's see, going down, the next operator we had that was not in and out, KO4 Yankee Charlie Oscar, KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY is KO4 YCO. Good evening, everyone. Just, you know, over the weekend, did some hiking out in Shenandoah to try out some APRS. Not exactly sure I got it working, which was a little strange. I tried connecting before I left town. My test with APRS was working on Friday, and I did some tests when I got back, and it seemed to work. But for some reason, on Saturday, I wasn't able to get any packets through in the morning while I was still in town. But regardless, did the overall loop there, which is about a 8.7 mile loop with a gain of 2,000 feet in elevation, and was a good hike. Tried to reach out on the repeater there in Shenandoah, and also tried to see if I could reach out to the W4VA repeater, didn't really hear anything, but again, that might have been something on my end, as I wasn't really getting any, it didn't seem like I was getting any of my APRS packets through, because I was still able to pull up the APRS.5 page, and that tracked along with my GPS, but didn't seem to really be hitting anything. But that was really my first time going with APRS, so probably a little bit to learn there. But other than that, that's all I've been really working on lately. So KS1PPY, this is KO4YCO, back to net.
Well, it sounds like an adventure and a learning experience at the very least. I know I run APRS in my car all the time. Whenever my radio's on the other channel, and I think probably a lot of your problem is hitting repeaters that are actually listening in for APRS packets. Just like hitting any other repeater out there, if your signal is not getting through to a repeater that's monitoring for that APRS signal, which I believe 143. I'll have to look it up. There's a frequency that most APRS repeaters are set to look for those packets on, and there's not a lot of them. I don't think there's. I know there might be one around the Warrenton area, but if you're not able to hit it with being up in the valleys of certain parts of the Shenandoah, then that packet won't repeat and it won't show up in the APRS.5. So, and maybe you just had line of sight issues going through. Let's see. Next down the list, I've got WB7REV. It was good to see you the other day. I was happy to see a face and place a name and face with the call sign that I had blanked on for being gone so long. Go ahead, Randy.
This is WB7RAV. Yeah, it's good seeing you at the store yesterday. I was sitting there standing there looking at you like I know him from somewhere. I just can't remember where. And then, okay, Shangri-La. Haven't been too active on the net in the last week. Seems like every time I try to get on, I've got other people jumping all over me. But I did get three contacts earlier in the week. Two of them were Huntsville, Marshall Space Flight Center, and the Johnson Space Flight Center doing the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 16 mission. So I got contacts with those two clubs, wasn't able to get into the Kennedy Space Center and whatnot. So got a couple other contacts on 20 meters, but 20 and 40 seem to be the ones I get most of my contacts on lately. Nothing else much going on here, so WB7REV, back to that.
Sounds good. I like the call signs in places that are historically significant or in the news significant. Those are always a lot of fun, but sounds like you're doing good. Let's see, KY4OP with the new call sign. Go ahead.
This is KY4OP. I was going to be in and out. I got a cold, but I heard a couple people, including Justin, there mentioning the new call. So, thank you very much. I upgraded to Amateur Extra the same weekend as the Fox Hunt, and then took a random draw for the next sequential call sign. So still kind of get used to it. I've been real busy with work, so I haven't really been on a whole lot with band conditions to talk about those. But I do need to get on and start using the call more, especially on voice, so I'm not spitting out the wrong call sign. It seems to take a little bit more time to get used to than I thought. So anyway. That's it for now, and I'll turn it back over to Nat. This is KY4OP.
All right. Well, congratulations again on the upgrade. And I'm sorry if I missed the in and out portion of it, but everybody was talking about it, so we were excited to say congratulations. Which means I probably selected someone else above that was going to not be in and out. I may have skipped over somebody by accident. I apologize. Or clicking the wrong thing. That's the end of the list of ones that of
operators that I had as in the net and not in and out. So let's go for one more round of check-ins or rechecks. And if I skipped you, let me know. Call now.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Mike Bravo, November.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie, November.
KTPI.
Kilo, Delta 4, Romeo, Echo, Echo.
6KE4YSR.
Okay, we've added to the list, KO4MBN. Mark, good to hear from you. WDHTCN, K2PI, KD4REE, and KE4 Yankee X-ray Romeo. Anybody else?
Did you get the recheck here from K3FR?
Negative, sir. I apologize. I did not get the recheck. All right, got you added to it. We'll start off with the new ins, and then go back into the rechecks. Let's go KO4MBN, KF1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY, the net, good evening, KF4MBN. Been doing a lot of FT8 last week and this week. Received my DX Century Club Award in the mail a couple days ago, so that was good. Been waiting on that for a while. Did I hear you ask if there was a favorite net in the opening?
No, I don't believe I had one for. I don't believe I had a net subject for this evening. But yeah, go ahead. What's the net that you enjoy?
Yeah, I said that completely wrong. Favorite band. In any case, no, just 30 and 17 is what I was going to say. Been very active, and well, obviously, as Rich stated earlier, everything from 10 through 30 meters has been running all day long, including late into the evening. And I've had Fiji on 12, 15, and 17, and 30. So, yeah, they're out there. Anyhow, that's it for me. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo, November, back to the net.
Okay, yeah, at the top of the net, I did mention as a subject of what your favorite band could be and which one would be the most successful for you over the last little bit. So you've actually been more on topic than anybody else. But yes, the band 15 and you said 15 and 30. I love those bands. So good on you. WD8QCN, go ahead.
S1PPY on the net, WD8QCN. Good evening, everyone, and thanks again, Sippy, for picking up the net tonight. Got on my conference a little early, so I was able to make the net, but a little too late to start it. So, again, thanks for picking that up. I've been chasing DX up and down the bands on FT8 last couple of days, worked a few new ones. And as far as favorite bands go, I would have to echo the sentiment there. Probably 30 and 17 have been most successful for me. One of the reasons is my 6BTV vertical out in the backyard there is like so perfectly resonant on 30 meters. Yeah, I can work anything I can hear on that band without problem very reliably. And 17, very compact antennas. Got a dipole up for that, and have been working Asia like crazy the last couple of weeks. So love that one, too. That's about it here for tonight. I'll turn it back to you. KS1PPY in the net, WD8QCN.
We're on to that. I'm glad your conference went well. And I'm trying to remember why I got into 17 and 30. It might be just that my radio happened to be resonant on those frequencies, but I cannot remember for the life of me why I found those to be my favorites. Let's see, K2PI, Rob, go ahead.
There you go, KF4TEK in the net from K2PI. Good evening, Mike and everyone. Good to hear such a full net. Let's see, a couple of things, I guess. I went to the breakfast Saturday morning at Wegmans. Was happy to see a number of people there, and it's been a while since I've renewed acquaintances. Actually, since COVID, so good to see everyone a nice nice opportunity, although I think we probably could have got another double the size of the group there, and we still wouldn't have overflown the table. So we definitely love to see more people there. I will say Wegmans is an okay place, but their coffee is just pretty awful. Maybe it's just that Wegmans. Maybe it was just that morning. I wasn't really impressed. The coffee is better at the bistro, and it flows better, so keeps the conversation going. I sort of felt the coffee wasn't so great, but the group was good, and we had lots of interesting conversations. Let's see, over the weekend, I got a new mobile CW paddle from the XYL, which I've been pretty impressed with. It's actually from Amazon. They sell it on Amazon. It's a laser cut steel paddle and with a magnetic bottom, and it's not super expensive, but the quality is very high. I'm quite impressed with it, and I've been using it in the car, and it's been pretty good. I wasn't expecting it to be quite so nice. Also got an 878 speaker mic for my Anytone 878 DMR radio, which I'm also impressed with, and that'll be useful as I go down the road with the 878. So I guess the only other things, only other plans in the works is Xenia is coming up, and we'll be going out to Hamfest, my daughter KN4MLX and I. So really looking forward to going back to Hamfest after 2 years without it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Back to net, KF4TEK, K2PI.
Apologies. I should throw my call sign out there a little bit. This is KS1PPY. KF4TEK usually does the later nets, but no worries. I need to get my call sign out there a little bit more. Good to hear on the breakfast. I do look forward to those, and maybe the lack of good coffee can be a conversation lubricant. But good to hear you've been having fun with it. Let's go down. KD4REE. Simi, how are you doing?
That's it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Could be better. Haven't been on this repeater much since I got sick and haven't been feeling well. I'm supposed to go see a doctor next month, a specialist. Other than that, nothing else much new going on as far as bands go. Radio bands. Nice to hear some activity on 6 meters. I'm going to try to listen to 6 meters on the web SDR. Since my own SDR dongle is like disconnected from the computer, I have to reinstall the drivers, but I don't feel like it right now. I think 6 meters in Connecticut is actually fairly active this year and past couple of months. So thanks for bringing up the activity on 6 meters. Hopefully it will improve, and I'm actually thinking about buying that 6 meter FM mobile that Elenco makes and put up a little vertical on the roof, like the one that's 10 feet long, and I think it's a 5/8 wave. That's all I have. Back to you, Sippy, from KD4REV.
All right, that sounds like you've got a new favorite band coming into play. I do enjoy the 6 meter. It's just big enough to fit on things, and just active enough when it does, the magic band opens up and you can reach all over. So sounds like you're well on your way to a favorite 6 meter band. I like it. let's see, KE4YXR. This is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Service Net. Go ahead.
Yeah, top of the evening, everybody on the net. I think I'm a newcomer here. I've had this one, I think, once before. I think this is going to be a lot of action. Anyway, we're in Hayden, California, Tennessee. Right now, I'm just on cue here. That's a pretty good high score still. And it's like we can speed up my 10, 15, 20 here, and I'm still in the box. So I've got to get that because the weather in the North Bank, and eventually we'll get on that 10 meter and see how this does. Well, good elevations, and I've got to take advantage here. And the 2 meter, I've got to make 42 feet here, so that's the thing. And with that, not much more to say. Name is Reggie. Go to the Echo Golf Club. Media Echo.
but considering your location, it's coming in pretty well. Good for the hype and all the rest of it. Glad to have you, and thanks for joining us. Well, that's everybody that I've got on the list for now. Do one last recheck or new check-ins, and then we'll close it up. This is KS1 BBY. Go ahead.
I got your K3FR recheck here.
That's right. I'll pause it right there, and K3FR, I'm so sorry I overlooked that second recheck. Go ahead, K3FR.
Okay, just wanted to make a note that on June 4th, that's be a Saturday. Unfortunately, it's the same Saturday as the new Digi contest, but on the 4th of June at 8 to 12 in the morning at in Manassas, there will also be a testing session, $15 fee per examinee, and I believe a registration email or something, or a reservation email is necessary to be assured of a seat at the testing there. That's the Old Virginia Hams Hamfest in Manassas, at Manassas Park, at 99 Adams Street, that's Manassas Park Community Center, June 4th. Back to you, Sippy, K3FR.
Oh, Roger, thanks for that. Yeah, I'll make a note of upcoming Hamfest. I'll have to add that to the calendar for announcements on the net. Get as much participation there. I know I went last year, and it's been very bleak for Hamfest in the last little bit. It'll be good to get back to normal. Okay, one last check for any more rechecks or new check-ins before we call it a night. Please call KS1PPY. Okay, sounds like we got everybody, and we're all set. Closing up just a little bit earlier, right on time, but that should work. This has been KS1PPY for the Fairnet. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org. Or send a note to Fairnet at w4va.org for any subjects you'd like to hear discussed or any information you need for joining us, and we'll get it added to the list. Everyone, please feel free to continue discussions on this repeater after the net. There is also a 440 machine that we have. I forget the exact details of it, but feel free to join us on any of the Talk Your Amateur Radio Association repeaters following the net. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1PPY closing the Faro Sunday night service net. Everybody have a good one. 7-3.
PPY from K2PI. Hey, I apologize, Sippy. You know what? You and Mike's voice sound very similar. I tuned in late, didn't hear the call, and just assumed it was Mike. I appreciate your correction, and I'm sorry about that. 7-3, K2PI.
Oh, no worries at all. I was actually, as I was going through the net, I was trying to get through the list at least moderately quick, and I realized I was probably not throwing my call sign out, going back and forth as often as I should. So, and Mike runs a mean net, so I of all the people I could be confused with, that would be one of the people I am proud to say I sound like, or am able to imitate it in any fashion. Not a problem. You have a good one. K2PI, KS1PPY, clear.
Appreciate that. 73, K2PI.